Hello, are you still there?
Hey, Douglas, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How can I help you today? Are you curious about what our voice AI can do?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around? Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious.
Thanks for the heads up, Mary. That sounds really interesting, automating lead generation with human-level AI. Could you tell me a bit more about how Dasha AI actually works and what makes it stand out from other voice AI platforms?
Tell me more about what you're curious about specifically.
Sure. I'm curious about how natural the conversations sound, like, can your AI really mimic human speech patterns and emotions? Also, how easy is it to set up and customize for different industries? And of course, what kind of results have your clients seen using Dasha AI?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now, and you use this service, and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining that future, I'd say it looks like a steady stream of qualified leads coming in, without the usual hassle, freeing up my team to focus on closing deals. Plus, the AI would handle calls smoothly, sounding so natural that customers barely notice they're talking to a bot. Revenue would be up, and our sales process way more efficient. How close is that to what your clients experience?
What do you mean by that? Freeing up your team to focus on closing deals. Why is that important to you?
Great question. Well, when my team spends less time on repetitive calls or chasing unqualified leads, they can dedicate more energy to building relationships and sealing deals. That focus usually means higher conversion rates and happier customers. Plus, it keeps morale up when people do the work they're best at instead of getting bogged down in tedious tasks. Does that align with what Dasha AI aims to achieve?
Tell me more about how that boosts morale and conversion rates.
Sure. When your team isn't stuck doing repetitive, boring tasks, they feel more motivated and engaged, kind of like when you get to do the fun, challenging parts of your job instead of the grunt work. That energy translates into better conversations with prospects, which naturally boosts conversion rates. Plus, happier employees tend to stick around longer, so you get more consistency in your sales efforts. Does that sound like something Dasha AI could help with?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, I'd say one big challenge is juggling enough qualified leads without overwhelming the team. Also, making sure our outreach feels personal and not robotic. That's tricky with traditional automation. Oh, and tracking which leads actually convert can get messy. Do you think Dasha AI can tackle those issues?
What are all the ways juggling enough qualified leads and keeping outreach personal are affecting the business right now?
Well, juggling qualified leads and keeping outreach personal affects the business by slowing down growth. Because if the team's overwhelmed, some leads slip through the cracks. Plus, if outreach feels robotic, potential customers might tune out or lose trust, which means fewer conversions. It can also drain resources as you try to fix these issues manually. Does that sound familiar?
Can you go a bit deeper on how those leads slip through the cracks?
Absolutely. When the team is juggling too many leads, it's easy for follow-ups to get delayed or missed altogether. Sometimes important details about a lead's needs or preferences don't get captured properly, so the outreach feels generic or off-target. That lack of timely, personalized contact can cause prospects to lose interest or go to competitors. It's like trying to catch fish with a net full of holes. Some just slip away. Does that paint the picture?
Wow. It sounds like missed follow-ups, generic outreach, and lost prospects are really draining your growth. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
I appreciate the offer, Mary. But before we schedule anything, could you tell me a bit about how flexible your platform is with different time zone scheduling? Also, just curious, do you support multiple languages for outreach?
Totally. We can handle multiple languages and time zones. What time zone are you in?
Great to hear. I'm actually in the Eastern time zone. By the way, if you want, I can slow down a bit or speed up my speech to make our chat even smoother. Just let me know. So, what's the next step for getting started with Dasha AI?
What time works best? I have a 2 in the afternoon,